Welcome to Unit 1. In this unit, we'll provide an introduction to the science of macronutrients and energy, including what are macronutrients, what is a macronutrient ratio or split, and what's the role of energy, in other words, calories, and energy balance. And we'll show how knowing the nutritional science helps us understand why we might choose particular foods and nutrients for particular goals. All right, let's get started. We eat to get energy and nutrients for life. Both the quantity that we eat, in other words, our energy intake or our calorie intake, and the quality that we eat, in other words, the nutrient makeup of our foods, can affect physiological function. This, in turn, affects our health, performance, recovery, and body weight or body composition, which is how much lean or fat mass we have. A good macro-based plan helps people eat the right amount of food for their goals and needs, optimize the contribution of each macronutrient, and choose high-quality, nutrient-rich foods. So, what are macronutrients anyway? Macronutrients, from the ancient Greek makros, or large, are large, diverse families of molecules that make up the food we eat, and which we can divide into three main groups: protein, carbohydrates, and fats. Alcohol, by the way, is considered a fourth macronutrient because we can use it for energy. We'll touch on it a bit, but since hopefully you and your clients aren't making alcohol a major part of your intake, we won't talk about it too much. While each food has a different macronutrient composition, as well as a different amount of available energy, all foods are made of at least one macronutrient. A macronutrient ratio or split refers to how much energy and nutrition each macronutrient contributes in the context of a whole diet. Each macronutrient molecule type stores and releases different amounts of energy when we break it down in the process of digestion and absorption. Protein has about 4 kilocalories per gram, fat has about 9 kilocalories per gram, and carbohydrate has about 4 kilocalories per gram too. Macronutrients are often measured and tracked in grams, and generally expressed as percentages of the daily total calorie intake. Each macronutrient has different roles in our bodies. Different amounts of protein, carbohydrates, and fats have different effects in our bodies. Changing the macronutrient ratio will change our physiological outcomes. For instance, if we don't get enough protein, our bodies won't repair or recover themselves. But if we eat only protein, without enough carbohydrate or fat, we can end up starving to death because our bodies also need carbohydrates and fat for other crucial metabolic processes. Food quality is also important. Just looking at the macronutrient profile of a diet, i.e., the percentage of total grams of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, does not tell us what types of macronutrient molecules are in it, such as different types of carbohydrates, nor what other nutrients, such as vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, zoonutrients, micronutrients, that diet contains. Knowing that food quality is important, what is the role of energy? We take in energy from food, or we can retrieve previously stored food energy from our body's tissues, such as our fat or muscle tissue. We expend energy to stay alive, to stay warm, to repair tissues, to replenish stored fuel, and to move. This relationship between energy in and energy out is known as energy balance. Energy balance determines our body weight. If we take in more energy than we use or excrete, we gain weight. If we take in the same amount of energy that we use or excrete, we stay the same. If we take in less energy than we use or excrete, we lose weight. These statements are true regardless of the macronutrient composition of our diets, our specific food choices, what time of day we eat, or any other details of our nutritional plan. Energy balance can also affect athletic performance, recovery and repair, body composition, which is the ratio of lean mass to fat mass, and a wide range of physiological systems. When you are planning a macronutrient-based program, consider how much energy you or your clients will need in order to move towards body weight or body composition goals and support physical activity, recovery, and/or metabolic health. All right, let's talk about everyone's favorite macronutrient, protein. Proteins are crucial physiological molecules. They're also the most abundant macromolecule and are involved in nearly every process that happens in our bodies, such as cellular metabolism, sending messages within and between cells, enabling important chemical reactions, and creating structures. There are thousands of different types of protein in every single cell, with thousands of functions. This makes proteins vastly more complex and variable than the other two macronutrients, carbohydrates and fats. Proteins make up much of our body's tissues, such as muscle, connective tissues, skin, nails, hair, and a significant percentage of our bone, as well as our immune system and many of our hormones. Our bodies are always building up proteins, also known as protein synthesis, and breaking down proteins. This process is known as protein turnover. Because proteins have many important jobs, and because they're always being deconstructed and reconstructed, with some inevitably lost in the process, we need to eat a consistent supply of dietary protein to live and thrive. Proteins are made up of amino acids, like Lego blocks that fit together in different ways. When we eat and digest complex proteins, say in some eggs or a piece of tofu, we break them down into peptides, which are two or more amino acids joined together, and individual amino acids. We then use those amino acids to make new things, or for other metabolic functions in our bodies. Although we need a constant supply of dietary protein, the exact amount will vary from person to person, depending on factors like our goals, our age, our body size and lean mass, our physical activity level, our overall health status, whether we're pregnant or lactating, and/or whether we're injured or ill. Of course, food and taste preferences affect protein intake as well. But unless there's a specific medical reason for a low protein intake, most people will benefit from eating relatively more protein. Now, let's shift gears to an often polarizing macronutrient, carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are macronutrients made up of long chains of smaller units called saccharides, or sugars, from the Latin saccharum, or sugar. As carbohydrates link together in more intricate structures, hence the term complex carbohydrates, they become starches, glycogen, which is the carbohydrate-based fuel stored in our liver and muscles, and various types of soluble and insoluble fibers. The structure of carbohydrate molecules affects how and how quickly we digest them. Simple sugars are quickly digested, while starches and fiber are digested much more slowly. Along with making various structures and substances in the body, the main job of carbohydrates is to provide energy, either immediately from blood glucose, or for later from stored liver and muscle glycogen. Many types of carbohydrates, such as starches, especially less digestible starches, such as resistant starch, and fibers have many health benefits. They feed our gut bacteria and help regulate blood sugar, hormones, and cholesterol levels in our bodies. Our brain, the most energy-greedy of all of our organs, consumes about 20% of our total daily resting energy expenditure, and its preferred energy source is glucose. The daily recommended dietary allowance for carbohydrates to meet the brain's energy and glucose needs is about 125 to 130 grams per day for adults and children. We can, however, manufacture these carbohydrates from other sources, such as amino acids and glycerol, if we're fasting or not eating carbohydrates. Carbohydrate-containing foods, especially minimally processed whole foods, also contain a vast array of other nutrients, such as vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients, which is another word for plant nutrients, along with water and fiber. While many people can certainly do well with few to no carbohydrates in their diet, other people, especially most athletes or people with physically demanding jobs, will feel, perform, and recover better with relatively more carbohydrates in their diet. And now, the final major macronutrient, fats. Fats are organic molecules made up of carbon and hydrogen, joined together in long chains called hydrocarbons. These hydrocarbon chains are known as fatty acids. The number and specific arrangement of the carbons and hydrogens in individual fatty acids, plus the shape their chemical configuration creates, determines fat type. Saturated fats are a straight chain, with all hydrogens bonded to carbons. Monounsaturated fats, which is what you see here, are two missing hydrogens with one carbon double bond. Polyunsaturated fats are missing four or more hydrogens with two or more carbon double bonds. Three fatty acids, together with a glycerol backbone, make up a triglyceride, which is the main storage form of fats in our bodies. An easy way to remember is tri equals three, like a tricycle. Triglycerides can have any combination of fatty acid types. The fatty acids can be short or long. They can all be saturated, all unsaturated, or any combination in between. Most dietary fat sources are made up of some combination of saturated, polyunsaturated, and monounsaturated fatty acids. Though sometimes we might get frustrated with fats if we can't zip up our pants one day, fats have many jobs in our bodies. For instance, as part of your body fat, fats offer energy storage, padding for internal organs, as well as insulation. Dietary fat has six major roles. It provides us with energy. Indeed, you'll recall it's the most energy-dense macronutrient at 9 calories per gram. It helps make and balance hormones, particularly our steroid hormones, such as our sex hormones and corticosteroid hormones. It forms our brains and nervous systems. It also forms our cell membranes. It helps transport the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. And finally, it gives us two essential fatty acids that we need for health and physiological function, and that we can't make on our own. These essential fatty acids are two types of polyunsaturated fatty acids: linoleic acid, or LA, which is an omega-6 fatty acid, and alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA, which is an omega-3 fatty acid. Omega-3 fats are considered anti-inflammatory. They tend to promote eicosanoids that do things like dilate or open up our blood vessels to improve blood flow, lower inflammation, prevent blood coagulation and clumping, decrease pain, dilate our airway, and support our immune system. Omega-6s are considered pro-inflammatory, or inflammation-promoting. They do the opposite of omega-3s, such as constrict blood vessels, increase inflammation, cause blood clotting, increase pain, and constrict our airway. These processes may sound unhealthy, but we actually need them. Without them, we couldn't heal from injuries or recover from training sessions. The exact amount of fat that we need in our diets will vary from person to person, depending on factors like our goals, our age, our body size and lean mass, our physical activity level, our overall health status, whether we're pregnant, lactating, and or whether we're injured or ill, as fats are involved in inflammation. In addition, our food and taste preferences play a role in how much fat we eat as well. The type of fat we eat matters too. It's best to minimize industrially produced trans fats while consuming more monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats from whole food sources. Some whole food sources of saturated fats are okay too. In summary, this is a relatively brief overview of the science of the three major macronutrients: protein, carbohydrates, and fat. Obviously, there's a lot to learn, and more that we still don't know. Nutritional science is dynamic, always evolving, and mind-bogglingly complex. Keep this in mind when you run across a diet that focuses on just one macronutrient, or even just one component of the metabolism of a single macronutrient. In units 2 and 3, we'll move from the theoretical to the practical to look at how to calculate macros and energy intake, and how to put those calculations into practice with a macronutrient-based plan.